Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to read a testimony here. And it blesses us to hear these testimonies. If you have a praise report or BVO broadcast, let us know. Go to kcm.org/story. We need to know your story. And, you know, I like it. I'm a history... I mean, I want to know the story behind everything. I want to know the story behind a company and that kind of thing. Anyway, these testimonies are just marvelous. I've always had enough money to cover my bills since I learned the lesson of sowing and reaping as shared by Kenneth Copeland. I'm a giver, tither, seed sower into KCM. I've seen God moving in my finances in a miraculous way. I'm so grateful for the BVOV broadcast. I'm learning things that my childhood church did not teach. Thank you so much, DR from Virginia. Praise God. Well, my childhood church... I don't really want to go into that. But, well, really, it didn't. They taught everything they knew. At the University Baptist Church in Abilene, Texas. We just didn't know much. And anyway, I won't go into all that, but we left there and moved to Fort Worth, and then my family did. Now, this might interest you. Now, I was born December the 6th, 1936. And, of course, the Depression, the Great Depression, was still on. So my dad was a student. He had gone to Drawn's Business College to take some bookkeeping courses in Lubbock. And I was born there. And they had two jobs. Now my mom and dad... knew God. And so they said, Copeland, we like you. And if you stay here, we pay you a salary. He said, what's the other job? He said, it's in Abilene, Texas, but it's only commission. He said, I'll take that one. I said, Dad, why did you do that? He said, well, he said, pay me a salary. He said, that's good. But he said, if it's on commission, it's up to me. He said, I prayed, I work hard, I go out there and get it done. It's up to me. So we moved to Abilene, Texas. Bought a brand new house, 733 Sunset Drive. He gave $1,750 for it. Then we moved up 1118 Blair Street, $5,000. And right after World War II, you know, he's going to buy a new car because he couldn't get cars during the war and all that. And he's going to buy a brand new Ford. Oh, and mother and I were so excited. And he drove up. It's a beautiful navy blue Ford. He walked over there and he said, Vanetta, can you believe this? I gave $2,000, 2,000 American dollars for that car. He thought that was a lot. Well, it was 1947. But the point is, he moved at the direction of God and was never without a job 24 hours during the Great Depression. Now, we've had a Great Depression again, but people just ran up thousands and thousands of dollars on a credit card. Credit card? Are you kidding? What's that? You know what the first one was?
Gas.
Diners Club.
Oh, that's true.
Then American Express.
That was a big one.
Well, in case you didn't know, I don't even know whether that diner club is available or not. But my point is this. They live by faith, At that time, neither one of them baptized in the Holy Ghost, but they lived by faith. Mother said, they lived out in the country. She said, I'd watch him just as far as he'd go. And she said, I'd pray and I'd say, oh, Lord, find him a job. Get him a job. And he'll be back with that job. Never was 24 hours without a job.
Praise God.
Because they prayed and they believed God and they followed his directions. And my dad, now it would have been easy on him to have taken that salary and just stayed at home. No. Now, I want to carry on with this. Is that all right?
Yes,
this
sir.
Is still faith class, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
So he was working for drones. And I remember there was a man from National Lowline Insurance Company in Little Rock, Arkansas, that came and talked to him. And he said, I believe we can make a future with this company. So he went to work for that company. And then in 1961, I was working on a multi-engine rating. And the man that owned the car lot where I worked, his name was Bill Golightly. And he was a funny guy. And my dad bought cars from him and all that. I won't go into all that though. But this is important. And TCU was playing Arkansas for the Southwest Conference Championship. And I said, Bill, how about my dad going? He said, well, you know, you can't even find any place to stay. I said, Dad, why don't you call and see if you can get to penthouse? Yeah, he said, I'd like to go, Kenneth. So he called and got to penthouse. Well, they had an after-game party, and he didn't care anything about going, but I went. And this man came up to me and said, my daughter's the prettiest, best-looking girl in the state of Arkansas. I said, is that right? And then I just kept on acting the fool. And he came around and he said, my daughter's the best-looking girl in the state of Arkansas. You don't believe me, do you? I said, I believe you, man. He said, no, you don't. He said, where are you staying? I told him. And then, you know, I know where that is. I'm going to be there in the morning. I'm going to prove it to you. So, 10 o'clock in the morning on the 8th, Sunday, the 8th day of October, 1961, the best-looking girl in the state of Arkansas walked in that. Ha! I said, oh, I just got chills all over me right there. I said, man, he wasn't kidding. I said, Gloria, would you like... would you like to walk out and look at the city? Sure. And she patted me on the back, and I was gone.
She laid hands on me.
I had no earthly idea when we went to that ball game that 6 months later I'd be married to her. Well, here's what I'm saying. The Lord knew. My dad had to go to work for National Old Line. He had to be there on that day. And that... Because the love of my life was there. And I asked her to marry me on the first date. She said, okay. She got inside, what have I done? I don't even know this guy. Oh, well, I'll get out of it later.
Yeah.
Last April, it is... mm. 63 years and she's not out of it yet. I was 62. Yeah, I was 62 years last year, last April 13th. Anyway, that needed to be said.
Yes.
God knew it. He had a plan.
Always does.
He knew it and he had a plan. Praise God. And anyway, it is very, very important to listen, pray, and listen. Because that is part of the fundamentals of faith. Now, turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. Mark 5. Now, you know, the madman of Gadara, he cast the devil out of him. He was clothed and in his right mind. And we talked about his clothes. Where did he get the clothes? And the reason I said, well, he must have said to Judas, because Judas is the one that had the money.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't hear that from the Lord. But I wrote it around here. He was clothed and in his right mind, and I put a little red mark there to it. Where'd he get the clothes? Well, faith prepares before it goes. That's the bottom line to that. So then they came back across. Now, he departed and began to publish in Decapolis, or the 10 cities around, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. So he clothed him and sent him out preaching. Now, came over again by ship unto the other side. Much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Now, notice this. And behold, here comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she'll live. There it is, the laying on of hands. Principal doctrine of Christ.
Yes.
And I want you to notice this. And Jesus went with him. He didn't stop and question it. He just went with him. Now notice this. He fell at his feet. They had just docked that boat. So he just fell at his feet. He didn't care if it was wet or muddy or what. He just fell at his feet. And in my mind, I see him. He just fell at his feet and looked up at him. And I, you know, I just see it when Jesus just picked him up and here they went. Jesus went with him and people followed him and thronged him. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all that she had and was nothing better but grew worse. And when she had heard, now we talked about that, but let me give you the scripture reference for me again. It's Malachi 4. And, well, for the sake of the audience, let's go back over there and look at it again. Malachi 4, 2. But unto you that fear my name shall a son, the S-U-N of righteousness, arise with healing in his wings. Now, here again, the BLB, the Blue Letter Bible, translates that as garment, clothing. It's also used in some cases as that part of a building. But in this case, she heard that it translated his garment. She had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. That's translated garment. For she said... Say it. She said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. W-H-O-L-E. Yeah. And straightway or immediately the fountain of her blood dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, now that in the Greek is dunamis, power, self-sustaining power. Remember now, from that Greek word dunamis, we get our word dynamite. Comes from that. Had gone out of him, turned about in the presence, said, who touched my clothes? This is powerful. He knew somebody did it. Well, he's God. He knew who didn't know. Hey, he's a man born of God. He said, I want to know who did this. His disciples said unto him, see the multitude thronging thee? Saith thou, who touched me? Now, hey, don't you know a lot of them are touching him?
Oh, yeah.
But not with a touch of faith. One of them. At least one was recorded. She crawled out there. He looked around about her to see who had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. So what did she tell him? She'd had an issue of blood for 12 years, suffered many things of many physicians, spent all that she had. So evidently she's a woman of means. Now, you need to check this out. You can check it out in the book of Leviticus and so forth. She could have been stoned for what she did. 12 years. An issue of blood. 12 years. 12 long years. Bleeding. She's unclean. She was fearful. The leader of the synagogue is right there. She sees him. It's the synagogue in Capernaum. The one the centurion built, which I believe was Cornelius. Because he's the garrison commander in that whole area. Anyway, she fell down before him and told him all the truth. That's how we know. His 12 years, many physicians, spent all that she had, but she heard Malachi preached, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now, I said all that to show you this. Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, you see the multitude touching you. And you said, who touched me? See, they weren't aware of it. He was.
Yeah.
How was he aware of it? The power went out.
Yeah.
I've had this happen. Now, there's times I knew it did, but I didn't have any particular kind of manifestation of it. But I had it happen. This young woman was in braces from her neck down, and I knew it went out of me. I knew it. And we have the video of it, and I knew it. And I said something like, I know when the power's gone out of me. Now, what are you going to do about it? And she just fell on the floor and pulled herself up to this curtain and started taking those braces off from here down and pulled herself up and staggered around. And she finally stood up and walked over there. Then she came back to Southwest in spike heels and testified to it. But that was one time that I knew it. It was a surge of it. There was another situation. I turned around and laid hands on this young woman. And when I did, it went out of me. I knew it. And she got out of her wheelchair. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting more of that.
Yes.
Yes. I've been assured of the Lord that it's here. And more of it will come.
Yes.
So, he immediately, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned in the presbytery. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. Now, we know power, but the anointing went out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But she said her faith made her whole. Why? There's more to this. She was desperate. She was financially broke. She decided this is the end of this, and I'm going to get it. I heard about it, and this is him. I believe that this is the Son of Righteousness.
Yes.
And I'm going to do it. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to touch his clothes. I don't care. And she went out there, and she just did it. And the power went out of her, and she knew it. Ah, then she felt it.
That's right.
And he said, daughter, now what do you think Jairus thought? Ooh. You know, he hadn't said a word up to now. Look, take that over there at the book of Luke. And the death messenger came, and Jesus turned to and said, fear not.
That's it.
Only believe. She will be made whole. So how did Jesus deal with death? Fear not.
That's it.
So, while he yet spake, there came the ruler of the synagogue certain, which said, your daughter's dead. Why trouble the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Now, Luke 8:50, if you want the note on that. And he suffered no man to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Why? Why did he do that? These three are the ones that were so quick to do exactly what he said. Peter would just blunder into something. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. That's when he changed his name.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, now we know he took the faith men in there with him. But he needed help to take these other men, because there's a lot of, you read that whole story, I mean, they're crying and tumulting in there, and he needed to get that unbelieving crowd out of there.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to release our faith for the abundance and increase that God promised in His Word. So let's go to Luke 6:38, which says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you again. You know, God's plan includes a harvest for your financial seed sown, and His desire for you is revealed in 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. As we keep the flow of sowing and reaping going, we can give generously and be a part of God's plan to bless people around the world. Thank you, partners, because of you and the faithfulness of Jesus, this uncompromised word of faith has been preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. So I want to pray over your financial seed today, and let's go before the Lord and stand on his word and declare his covenant promises. Father God, by your love, which is shed abroad in our hearts by your Holy Spirit, we hold before you our seed. We honor you with it. We demonstrate our love for the saints with it. And we declare the blessings of Abraham over the work of our seed. And we water it with our faith, our hope, and our love. And we decree the increase of all sufficiency in all things that we may continually abound in every good work. In Jesus' name, amen. Be sure to join Brother Copeland at this year's Southwest Believers Convention, July 28th through August 2nd at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. There's a full lineup of dynamic teachers and preachers that will be joining Brother Copeland for 6 whole days of total immersion in God's Word. We also have children and youth services, so bring the whole family. The Southwest Believers Convention is free to attend, so go to kcm.org/SWBC for your services schedule and all the information. We'll see you there.
We're so glad you could be with us today. And when Jesus walked in there, he said unto her, "Damsel, arise," and she got up. Well, he's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Glory to God. So whatever the situation is, arise, praise God, and arise and come to the Southwest Believers Convention, and arise and come to, anyway, praise God. We love you, and God loves you, and you know it, and Jesus is Lord. Praise God.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.